Mugwe kushome raje sula bola. Oyongo twalindi lila. Uwanda tunjile munzi umega. Wimba wimbo lwa guzunda. Mugwe kushome raje mufutule. Kambozi chota shomegi. Luyando lupati olutamani. Waga wagutu putula.
Let's pray. Atupaire. Lord, we want to thank you.
Jehovah, tuenda kumurumba.
It's been a wonderful experience to be at your feet the whole of this week. Away from the noise and corruption of society.
To come
and be blessed of you. To sit and concentrate on one thing. How it is with our souls before you. Thank you for the experience of worship. And thank you for the joy of fellowship. Once again, we want to hear you speak to us. Let your will be done now. We do pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter
38.
The Bible says, and it came to pass about 3 months after that Judah was told, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played a harlot. Furthermore, she is pregnant. So Judah said, bring her out and let's burn her. When she was brought out, she sent word to her father-in-law saying, by the man to whom these things belong, I am with child. And she said, please determine whose these are. The signet, the code, and the staff. So Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I. Because I did not give her to Shelah, my son. And he never knew her again. God bless the reading of his word. Our message is entitled, courage to deal with the past. As long as you are on this earth, as long as you are a human being, you may find yourself betrayed into making mistakes. And when you make mistakes, some of those mistakes might have eternal consequences. And God does not expect you not to make a mistake. And that's why the Bible says, I write to you, little children, that you sin not. But if any man sins, We have an advocate with the Father, and that is Christ Jesus. So if you make a mistake, and you suffer the consequences, it is not the end of the world. God is a God of second chances. The difference between Judas Iscariot and Peter is that when Judas made that grave mistake, he did not forgive himself. He did not seek after forgiveness. He killed himself. Peter
Petro
made a similar mistake. Denied his master as if once was not enough. Three times. But upon realizing his folly, he was quick to acknowledge the mercy of God. He repented. And he was given a second chance. Peter rebounded in his spiritual exercise as a hero.
Petro waga piruga mugima muji moja bukirisu wangwe.
In Acts chapter 2, after repentance, he preaches a sermon, and more than 2,000 people are baptized in a single day. I want to remind you this evening, if you have made a mistake in life, your reputation is spoiled. People no longer respect you. People can always refer to the bad deed you did in the past. I have some news for you. It is not yet over. Yes, the eyes of men, they may have written you off. But there is a chance for you to rewrite your story.
Pesi kujirijindi alimwi iwe chokonya ikulondola ijano jago.
A lot of people have issues to deal with the past. Some of them would rather ignore the past as if it doesn't exist. But the past has a way to haunt you if it goes undealt with. A young lady was about to get married. Bride prices were already paid, debts were already set. Just when they were warming up for the big day, someone whispered to the groom, "Do you know the lady you want to get married to?" And began to tell an MP3 of stories about the lady. He brought out the mistakes she has made in her life. When the man approached his fiancée, the lady says, "Everything that the person told you is true." But the brother says, "But how can you keep such sensitive information from me?" "No, I have forgotten about the past, I've buried it. The past must be dealt with. Or it will rise again like a ghost to haunt you.
Gambo, jiyakubuga limu mburi ijizwa igugupenzia iwe.